Hey, welcome to the Sexy Ginger Jesus Podcast. This is Brandon Marshall, and you are now tuning in to the series, the Visibility Challenge, that I had in my group, Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall? This is content rich, this is amazing, and we're going deep into visibility. So any podcast that you see labeled with V1, V2, V3, etc., will be part of the Visibility Challenge. It's going to go deep into getting seen and heard on social media. So yeah, let's have a good time. And this podcast is sponsored by myself, Sexy Ginger Jesus. As I'm recording this, my book, King of Nothing, has a promotional offer on Amazon. So check that out. And also visit sexygingerjesus.com for more powerful content and also to learn how you can work with me personally. So without further ado, let's get into this challenge. Welcome, Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshallers? I gotta do some lighting changes here. Does this look good? I don't know. Here. So, welcome to the challenge, the visibility challenge. I'm not even sure if the lighting is weird here or not. If you see cobwebs in my glasses, like cobweb reflections, Rebecca has done a wonderful job of decorating the place with spider webs and all that good stuff. Sarah Smith is in the building. So day one of the visibility challenge. What I wanna say here is this is a mix of me having an idea of challenges to help you become more visible and getting in front of the right people. But also it's me tuning in with the energy of the group, Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall? Yeah, cool lighting kind of lines light from the window. Yeah, it's like, it's a strange thing going on here. But anyway, I'm tuning in with the questions and the intentions in this group itself. So this whole challenge, like the 3 days from today, tomorrow, and Wednesday is me tuning in with your energy and giving you what you most need. So if you're a seasoned vet in Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall, own that shit and say, I'm a seasoned vet, motherfucker. You don't really have to say all that, but you know, just let yourself be known if you're here watching the replay. And if you're a new person, say, I'm a new fucking person and I'm glad to be here. I'm having a good time and I'm here to learn. What's up, Bryn? Sup? And what's up, Phil? All right. This is real lobby coffee. This is not mushroom coffee. But if you ever want mushroom coffee, the discount code is Sexy Ginger Jesus. Yeah, you're definitely a seasoned vet. You've been in the community, you know the deal. I'm talking about like the span of someone who's been here in the game to someone who just stumbled upon this group and is like, what the fuck is going on in this group here? So anyway, I'm going to drop my link so I can just flow in this live stream here. But there's a rhyme and a reason why I'm doing all the things I'm doing, which is why I'm gonna tell you on this live stream. There's been a lot of live stream questions that I want to answer. First and foremost, I'm gonna give the link to Spiritual Leader and put it in the pinned comment. And I'll get to why I do the things I do in this video. Why do you just fucking post the pinned thing? You know, is it breaking the rules doing that? Whatever questions you may have. All right, so post it on my laptop. It's a laptop, not a laptop. And then I'm gonna pin it. So now Spiritual Leader is in the pinned comment. And the reason being, and I'll probably extend on this further depending on the flow of this live stream. The reason being is not a lot of people that join your live stream, they don't see the full thing. Well, first reason is I'm putting it in the pinned comment so it's there. So I'm not stumbling upon it in the end of the live stream of like, hey, here's a program that I offer. Let me figure out how to pin it. I can't, maybe it's my technical difficult, maybe I have technical difficulties myself, but I haven't found a way to pin comments after the live stream is already done. So that makes it easy. And also, it's important to give, not just go by the standard rules of giving a call to action at the end of your live streams. In fact, something that I'm practicing now is like, it's not, I don't want to get too robotic with it, but thinking to myself, like, I really want to mention the program I have going on 3 times within the live stream. Because here's the thing, how many of you, and maybe all of you, will be like, yeah, I watch full live streams all the time, but like, how many of you actually go into live streams and see the full thing all the time? And thinking about like your clients coming in, what's up, Heather? Thinking of your clients coming into your live streams, they may come in the midway and then they feel like they got what they got midway through the live stream and they're cool to go. They may come through the beginning and see the first 15 minutes and then something comes along their day. So I make sure that I keep that in mind when people are coming into my live streams, that not everybody's gonna, maybe even the majority of people aren't gonna see the full live stream. And that's comes down to repurposing my content too. And this is something that I highly recommend, because live streams have a bit of a shelf life. Like, there are gonna be people that are gonna go back to this a week later. There might be a few people that stumble upon this live stream even a year later. But for the most part, live streams have a pretty short shelf life. Like, it's like, okay, well, I'm not gonna go back and watch all their old live streams. So something that I do is I repurpose the live streams for instance, I do it on my podcast now, the Sexy Ginger Podcast, Sexy Ginger Jesus Podcast. It should be on iTunes soon. It's definitely on Spotify and Google right now. But that way I can repurpose my content where people can search for that content. Same thing if you upload your videos on YouTube, they can search for the content and it's everlasting and it's constantly getting your message out there and it's constantly selling for you. So that's something else to put into mind, is like not being emotionally attached to a bunch of people seeing your full live stream and just being okay. Like, okay, some people are gonna watch the replay, some people are gonna watch half of it, and that's fucking cool. And I'll repurpose it, and I'll keep repurposing my content and putting it out there for the world. Let's see if I might invite some people too. Invite the group members in here, you know? So everyone knows. And then we're gonna go really deep into this stuff. But I just wanna give everyone an invitation. Another thing is, especially like if you're doing a challenge, but especially like a group program, it's powerful when you wait, like when you create a group, like wait to invite everybody in at the same time. So your content goes, okay, I'm not gonna invite everybody. That's a large task. But like invite everybody who joined, and this is probably better for smaller groups. I just tried to invite people in this group and I'm like, wait, I'm gonna sit here and invite 500 people? That's ridiculous. But the invitation is really good to send out when you have a small group, and also allow people into the group that the minute that you create that group. Because then your group becomes on the top of their algorithm and you get a better live response. What's up, Michelle? So anyway, I'm gonna go into the questions here that are in this comment section, and then I'm gonna flow with it. There's gonna be a journaling prompt, there's gonna be some homework, and we're gonna have a good fucking time here. So thank you for being here. Let's fucking get this. So Star asked in the comments, how do you keep engagement going on lives? So to keep engagement going on lives, I like saying hi to people who come in. I also like doing the whole hashtag first time, what's up, say what's up when you're here. Giving people incentive to engage and to talk, and you know, give people incentive to participate and let people know they're here. It took a while for me to even realize how impactful it was for me to shout people's names out until like a few people messaged me and told me, like, it really means a lot to me when you say my name on a live stream. And I didn't even realize what kind of impact it was having on people. But it's super fucking powerful to be able to flow and tune in to the energy coming into your live stream, and to get rid of that idea or and there's a lot of strategists that are gonna would fucking hate me for saying this. They'd be pissed at me for saying this, and it's contradicting to some marketing advice, but getting rid of the fear of going on a tangent, of like just saying random, like being too random, or introducing too much or like going into different thought threads and stuff like that. And the reason why I say that, Rachel is late once again. See, like that, you know? But like the reason why I say that is because people come onto your live streams to feel your energy. And it's really, I see it as a thing that's for your core audience. There's nothing more that would kill a live stream if you come on a live stream all stiff. What's up, Lindsay? All stiff, and it's like, I'm just gonna tell you what you need to hear and then I'm gonna sign off. Like, imagine how, like, the energetic difference there. So there's an energetic difference of you being able to drop in and have fun and get to the, it might take some time, but you get to the point where you stop caring what other people think. You stop caring what people think that are dropping in. And the thing is I notice when I do my live stream for a while, like when it gets to the 15 minute mark or so, I start to drop in more and I start to have more fun. And more people start joining. Like they, you know, everything is energy. You know, if we're talking about algorithm, what goes behind the algorithm more than anything, like sure, there's some algorithm flukes and stuff like that, but really the algorithm is responding off your energy. And if you're super fucking excited and you're like really in flow, somehow the unexplainable may happen where the right person at the right time joins your live stream and they're fucking tuned in and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I found this at the perfect time. So there's a lot, if we're just looking at the algorithm itself, you're cutting yourself off from a lot of the magic that could be happening and the intention and the energy that you put behind your post. And sometimes, honestly, sometimes I'm confused if I get advertised as something that I mentioned or I thought of. You know, like some people say, it's almost like people, like, they're in my head. Like the advertisers are in my head. But it's really the law of attraction and energy. It's just like you attracted that piece of information right to you. And yes, I'm not saying that there isn't proof that there's advertisers that may be listening to the words that you're saying or the Google searches that you make. Yeah, that's definitely there. But the real life algorithm is even more powerful. And you'll just notice coincidences. It can't really be a coincidence. It's just energetic law that you'll notice like things start to line up for you. And something else to say here is, that's a little bit off topic of the question, but when you're in flow, you'll also notice that all of your old content get activated as well. So the right person may stumble upon a post you made a year ago, and since you were in that energy, they're gonna, that was a perfect piece of content for them to message you and hire you and you know, like, so being in the present moment and in that energy in the present moment is so fucking important. And something that I highly recommend when you launch your program, and something that I didn't properly do for Spiritual Leader, is making a live stream of the excitement. Yeah, like, Phil, like, sort of like, it's like the law of attraction. So that would be the best way to describe it, is like the law of attraction is like when you're putting an energy out there, then the aligned energy comes, like the parallel line energy you attract. When you're open and you're excited and you're in a high vibe, then you're gonna get more engagement and you're gonna get a similar vibe coming into your content. What's up, Danielle? So something that I'm doing later today, probably maybe even right after this live stream, is properly introducing Spiritual Leader to the world with my energy and excitement there. And what that does is when you lay down that foundational live stream, and not being afraid of doing a live stream purely to share your excitement about a program that you got going on, and that may be something to look at of the way that we think about sales. Instead of thinking of it like, I need to get more sales, I need to sell more people, I need to get more clients, look at it as, this is an invitation and a creation that I made, and I'm excited to invite people to it. I'm excited to invite people into this energy. And the thing is when you look at it that way and you realize that selling is a gift, not only for you, but for your clients as well, because you're giving them a chance to step into that container and get those results, then it's easier to sell when you realize how much your client is actually winning and how much more valuable than it is than the actual price that they're investing in it, because they're taking in an experience and getting intangible results that's going to compound in their life over and over and over and over again. Like a service or a coaching or an experience, whatever you may be selling, it's something that has a compound effect in their life, and it's something that energetically moves them, and it's something that just by being in your energy, they're going to evolve and expand. And when you realize that, then it's a no-brainer to sell. It's a no-brainer to make that invitation and share it to the world with excitement. So for instance, I think a lot of people talk about content, and there's this idea around content about, can I give away too much information? And that would be missing the whole point, because it's not really, you're not, like, in a way we're selling information, but it's really the energy with that invitation, the energy of making that investment and taking a forward leap in their life. That's more valuable than any piece of information. Like if you're purely selling information, you're playing a losing game, because people can search a bunch of information on YouTube and Google. They want that unique experience that they get from you. Because if it was just selling information, no one would really be selling. It would just be like, well, I can just Google that. Like, well, I'll do it myself. The reason why people hire me is because they know that I can help guide them. They know they step into my energy and they download like a certain code that they're looking for. And often, like for me, it's like the people that come to me is like a self-expression type code, an unapologetic and authentic type of expression that they get, and permission to fully show up as them. And then having the coaching around it, so having the mindset and energetic work around it, and the strategy and direction around it to move forward. Because we live in this information age where information is everywhere. And that's like one of the best things about a coach. It's like, yeah, I know you have this whole plate of information and now you're fucking overwhelmed because there's 50 fucking strategies to do. Let me dial this in for you and give you the custom tailored support that you need so you can move forward instead of being paralyzed by all this fucking information. And you receive transformation instead of information overload. This makes me feel 100% better about Big Brother advertising things I think about. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think there was a conspiracy phase that I went through in my life, and I'm still sort of like that. Like, I still have that conspiracy theorist part of me. Just not as much, but like, you know, like in 2012 or so, I was like really all about, you know, being worried about Big Brother and shit like that and the Illuminati. And but now it's like, at least with Facebook advertising to me, I don't know. I don't feel like I have that much secret information that I'm afraid the government will have or whatever. I'm just like, okay, you know what to advertise to me. That's cool. But I'll just make sure I shut off my news feed when needed and think for myself and meditate and create my own ideas. And I'm not manipulated by my news feed, you know? So yeah, that's a... So anyway, what's this next question? How do you keep engagement going on lives? How do you switch up the call to action so you're not only doing lives to sell? So when I first saw that part, I just wanted to make a note that release any idea that it's wrong to have every call to action to sell. And I'm not saying that's what the question was saying. That's just the first thing that came up for me is, you know, just like I said beforehand, thinking of it as an invitation, thinking of it as a fun thing, and not having shame around the actual sale, and knowing that your people win by that call to action, that's super fucking important. And as for like switching up the call to action, I like doing the hashtag first time, telling people to introduce themselves. I look at every live stream as a possibility of new people coming in and seeing me for the first time. So think of the energy that you would have there if you were reintroducing yourself every time you did a live stream and letting people know, like, this is what I'm about, this is what I teach. give me a hashtag first time and tell me something about yourself if this is your first time coming here. So getting those lurkers engaged, that's super fucking important. And something else with call to action is when I say something exciting, and this is more of like an add-on to an excitement moment when I'm in the flow rather than I'm forcing it. But like, if you say something that you felt powerful, you could say like, give me a love heart shower if you agree, but in a fun way, you know, not like a weird kind of like I'm trying to get engagement so bad type of way, just like an afterthought type of way that you can kind of store in your subconscious mind while you're doing a live stream and you say something cool or you say something that matches that, like keep in the back of your mind, you can be like, give me some heart love, give me some heart love showers if you agree, if you vibe with this, or give me some laugh emojis. You know, that helps with engagement. And then also, even if you said, hey, tag a friend who you feel that would most need this information somewhere throughout the live stream. And again, like all these call to actions can be in like different portions of the live stream. Don't think you always had to do it in the beginning of a live stream or the end of a live stream. Allow yourself to flow and say when needed. There's many times where I'll say something and be like, well, that's why you need to join Spiritual Leader. And I'll just go right into a sale and then like a call to action to a sale and then go right back into my rant. So it's like being able to flow through that and knowing that not every person is watching the whole entire thing once again. So, you know, give yourself permission to drop those cause actions within it, and the same thing with introducing people and like just interacting with the audience of your life. What is my favorite format? I like to mix it up. You know, I like doing live streams. I like repurposing it as podcasts, and I love writing. To me, something that Rebecca said that I found very insightful that I never really realized, it sort of kind of broke down my way of thinking, is that when it's a precise thought that I have like everything down in my head, then I'll write it. But if it's something that I want to rant about, but I just don't have the full post in mind, I'll channel on a live stream. And I'll just allow myself to flow and say whatever comes through me. And then that live stream can also be repurposed, whether you hire somebody to write down the things that you said in the live stream, or you go over the live streams yourself, or even if you just remember some cool shit that you saw, I mean, you said, and write them down as notes, you can repurpose each one as a blog or a written post. So I'm an advocate of doing all of it and mixing it up. In fact, I would even say is if you look at your own timeline, does it seem like it's the same style of written posts all the time, or is it mixed up? Do you have a photo, and then do you have a live stream, and then like a blog, or is it just like the same quote and like the same back, like a similar quote style post with a similar background, or always pictures of you, or always outside links, which would be horrible. You don't want to post a bunch of hard outside links on your profile because then Facebook thinks you're not with them, and you're trying to send your audience out of Facebook. But just like even looking at your timeline, is it a variety? Is it giving yourself like, is there like a diversity of different style of content? Is there a live stream and then a photo of you having an experience going about your day, going on an adventure or something, and then like a piece of content that's giving your core audience advice? Like having that mix up in your timeline, like a medley, will do super well for you. Came in late, def catching the replay for catch up though. Fuck yeah, nuggets of awesome, hashtag. It was supposed to be hashtag nuggets of awesome, not nuggets of awesome, but hashtag. That's a dyslexic way of saying it. What are your thoughts around looking unshowered or messy in your life? Well, the good thing is they can't smell you on a live stream, so that's out of the way. But here's what I think. I think if it's like, if I'm doing a live stream like this where I planned, then I'm going to do a little extra effort, and I'm a man, so it's like not that much extra effort. But, if I were a woman, or if I just enjoyed wearing makeup, I would put makeup on and all that stuff. and get super prepped up for this live stream. But I wouldn't make that the end-all, be-all rule. And I wouldn't let that hold me back from sharing value that is hot off the press when the iron is hot. Like striking when the iron is hot, I put more value in doing that than looking perfect. And here's the thing, is like when you do the imperfect stuff where you're, you know, you don't have makeup on or your hair's messy or secretly you know you're smelly, it's very fucking powerful for you to be able to jump on a live stream and go as soon as you get that idea. And I wouldn't have, yeah, messy hair, don't care. I wouldn't worry about it turning people away because it's like, it's inspiring for you to show up imperfect and to let go of that perfectionist identity. It's inspiring and it helps remove a barrier to connect with your audience. So there's that definitely power of being unpolished, and which is why vulnerability sometimes feels like a trend, but vulnerability is so powerful and moves people because it's disarming. And it's the same thing if you come in with messy hair or no makeup. I do think there's a time and a place where it's like, oh, this is a scheduled call and let me make it extravagant and get ready for it. But it's those times where you allow yourself to be human, allow people to see you imperfectly. That's what's going to create that core connection with your audience. So I'm in full support of you doing an imperfect video and doing something on the fly, doing something when you're sweaty. Some of the best live streams can be like when you're sweating from the gym and you just worked out, you're having ideas pour through you. And I would much rather advise you to do it right then and there when the energy is fresh, rather than saying, let me wait till 3 hours later when I have a shower, I do my hair all well and stuff like that. Because by then, the energy behind that content that was about to be delivered, the energy went stale. And then, so it's like you might be physically fresh, but your energy may be a bit stale from the motivation that you had right after your workout, for instance, or whatever inspired you to live stream right in that moment. What's up, Steph? I think you deserve an early birthday wishes. And happy birthday to Tiffany Scuro too. I saw it was her birthday too, and I know she was gonna join in here. I want to start doing that, going live when I have the download or inspiration. Fuck yes. And it feels so much better. It's like that flow zone. It's that zone where you know, you're so energetic and inspired, and maybe some fears come up of how people see you and stuff, but it matters a lot less because you have all this like tunnel vision of the excitement that you're riding off on, rather than being in the zone of like worrying about your appearance and how people see you. So Sarah had a question with, I think I got all of Star's questions. Yeah. It feels like sometimes Facebook works in alphabetical order. All the names start with S in this thread. It's like they forgot everyone else's names that started with another letter. Currently have 5,500 followers on the biz page, 2,200 on personal page, 1,200 on IG, 679 on the email list. They are a mishmash when I specialize in kettlebell training, brick and mortar business, old PT clients, and boss lady. Fat loss for women online, so I'm offering business mentoring for health and fitness coaches. I have been removing people from my Insta page and going to do the same with Facebook. How do I attract my new audience? I know some are on my pages. They would have followed me years ago based on fitness. I feel like I'm people pleasing by not being 100% transparent and letting my audience know that I'm doing mentoring. It's affecting my message and content. I do go all in, focus on my ideal clients, and let the rest fall away naturally, or should I invite them to unfollow? My path has changed. Now that my path has changed, thank you in advance. Yeah, I think I believe that if you write some content, I mean, fully owning who you are now, super fucking powerful, and fucking go for it. Just go for it. What you're taking ownership of right now, but also there's also realizing that there can be a bridge here. And that your ideal clients may have, you know, they've changed for sure, but there definitely can be a bridge there as well. And for all those people, there's some of them that are meant to stay. So I would say like a mindset shift of thinking like you had to kick them all out or something instead of feeling like that. But giving them the opportunity of like just announcing and owning who you are right now. In fact, that was going to be some of the homework here. And I'll go more into that later. But own who you are right now and give people an update of, you know, why did you make the shift that you made? What inspired you to do so? Who is a client that lights you the fuck up and excites you? Because there's your next like 15 clients. I don't know why I came up with 15. That wasn't like it doesn't have to be 15, but like your next 15 people could be right on that list and they just need to be activated. Hey, Alyssa, welcome to the show. I would send out that message and maybe not even lead in a way of like unsubscribe if you don't follow. Tell your story first and say, hey, if you don't vibe with this, that's fully understood, but I'm going to be giving more fitness and leadership advice. And that's another thing. Everyone who's done fitness, they have a quality in common that they're forward moving, they're ambitious, and they would probably love, a lot of them probably would love that leadership advice and standing up in business and things like that. So keep that in mind as well. There's a bridge there, but yeah, just share your story and why you did it and fully own who you are now. And then give them permission like, hey, I no hard feelings if you unsubscribe, but would love to continue this journey with you and for you to learn with all this new content. So it's something like that. I just decided to take on 15 people instead of 7 one-on-one. It must have been in the field. Kira is late. You're making Rachel seem early. I often get downloads while I'm driving. This is awesome and sucky at the same time as I try to hold on to the flow till I can stop, but often lose it. You know, sometimes you just gotta drive to the corner to a parking lot or something and just rift. But yeah, you don't want to drive and live stream. Admittedly, I've done that before. Now I don't. I'm a changed man. But people really get pissed off at that, and for reasonable reasons. It makes sense. But yeah, you don't want to dangerously drive. But like being able to pull over and just getting your ideas out there, it's fucking awesome. So anyway, capping this off, when it comes to, since live streaming is at the topic here, I want to say that live streaming is the best way to be visible. And I don't want to make it a strategic thing as in like, if you don't do live streams, you don't have a business. It's nothing like that. You know, I don't like those type of messages where it's like, you have to do it this way or else you suck or else you're not going to get the results you want. Yeah. Yeah. I had to do some self-analysis on myself and be like, no, I'm not going to do live streams. Plus, I don't have to drive many places anymore anyway, because I'm like right in the city and everything I need is around here. So I just like going on walks anyway. So yeah. When it comes to live streams, it's people can feel you. People can see you, people can, you know, they can feel your energy and your vibe, and there's so many emotions that you can show, that you can share on a live stream. Like, there can be portions where you have people laughing their ass off. There can be portions where people are moved by your message. There's portions where you can tell part of your story and people can connect with that story. And there's a disarming quality, just like I talked about earlier, is when you do a live stream, the beauty about live streams is that it's imperfect. It's, you know, what would you rather tune into? And this is a good question to ask as well, because the way that you sell, the way that you enjoy being sold to is like the way that you love to sell. And going into that, it's like no one really wants to be sold to necessarily. People just like making empowered decisions. But like, think of the ways that you were successfully sold to, or you made a purchasing decision, and think of your clients that same way. And the reason why I say that is I think of like a live stream versus a standard slideshow webinar. And me personally, when I see a scripted webinar that's going through all the slides and going through everything perfectly, I'm like, it's like that just feels so scripted and cookie cutter. But when I see someone doing a live stream, I'm into it and I'm vibing with it. And there's this like energy of feeling like what's going to happen next. And even as a live streamer, when you're in that flow, you're going to channel down information and ideas that you want to say in the live stream that you wouldn't have realized that would have come up for you because you let go and you surrendered of trying to make the damn thing perfect. And you allowed instead of having like a whole fucking outline of exactly what you're going to do at this time and that time and then the next segment of the live stream, instead of like planning every single thing you say, you're allowing yourself to just flow and having a good time while doing it. You know, like imagine if you were going out on a first date or you were meeting a friend for dinner and you had an entire script of what you were going to say to them. That would like destroy the whole flow of that friendship and that connection. And that's the magic of the live stream, is like you let go of all that and it's like you get to talk to your audience on a massive scale from like a real place. And to me, that's why, in my humble ass opinion, that's why people love live streams and story and like Instagram stories, because it's like they get to have a glimpse of your experience and your realness, and having an unscripted, unpolished, seeing an unscripted, unpolished version of you. Fuck yes, yeah. Bryn says I definitely buy based off the energy behind a person. And even on a call we had together, she was like, yeah, I didn't know exactly your experience or like, you know, what you've been through. It was just your energy. And it was like, that conversation was really cool because, during that time I realized like not a lot of people know my precise story. So it's like this energy of like not being afraid of retelling your story because not everyone's going to catch on to it. But also knowing that you don't have to get everything perfect, and if your energy is in tune, people are gonna be like, fuck yes, I wanna work with this person. Steph says, I was journaling on this very idea earlier today. Writing is such a safe way for me to express myself because I have the ability to edit. Live streaming makes me way more nervous because I'm at my best with people around me and I can read them in their energy, not just me looking at the camera. Yeah. So something that helps me is like just interacting with the people there and not, you know, not trying to be perfect. It's like this idea. Kyle Cease has this book called I Hope I Screw This Up, and he does like all of his events based off of like all of his events. Some of the stuff you see him do often, so there's like things in his subconscious mind that's like, okay, let's go do this exercise. But a lot of his live events is like, hey, you know, let's just have a fucking conversation here and whatever comes up for me is going to help me transform. So it's like this level of being unattached to the outcome of a live stream and being like, well, I'm going to realize things and I'm going to transform through this. I'm going to evolve. Like his event's called Evolving Out Loud. So it's like I'm going to evolve as I teach these things and the unexpected come through me as well. There's that level of realization. And it's like getting comfortable of doing it. For instance, something that Rebecca and I noticed was Rebecca didn't like doing live streams in her paid courses as much as doing a Zoom call, because like Zoom call, you see people and you see their reactions and stuff like that. But me, I personally like doing live streams because there was like a performance vibe to it. So we've been both like trying out the stuff that we were uncomfortable with. And I realized, like for me, doing Zoom calls, it just was kind of cool to see people laughing and seeing their facial reactions and stuff while I do it. And then we did relationship together, so we're doing a live stream. We were doing live streams together, and she was seeing how, like, I guess, laid back and more simple it can be just to do a live stream and pop up and share what's coming through you in that moment. So, a little bit of that is like stepping out of the comfort zone and implementing that and release and letting it be a transformational experience of doing that live stream of like what fears came up for me while I was doing that and becoming more and more confident as you do it. But yeah, I think live streams are great. There can be a delayed response there, but like just having questions ahead of time, having a Q&A ahead of time, answering those questions, and just like vibing with the heart reactions, and also like inspiring people, getting out of your head, which sometimes can be easier said than done. But I would say the best way to get out of your head is to allow yourself to flow and not, you know, not give a fuck about, like, seriously, the thing that most people teach about live streams are counterproductive. And of course, we both know Katrina Ruth. She's the best example for this, but like, she'll go 15 minutes of like saying some random funny shit about like whatever's going on that day. And there's magic into doing that because it's like you're releasing the fucks. Like there was a live stream that I did not too long ago, but I just remember I spent 10 minutes or so trying to get the lighting right. And it's just the fact that I was comfortable enough to take space, to wave my arms, to like run back and forth and fix the lights and stuff. By that time, it's like I let go of that egoic thing where it's like I'm afraid what people are going to think. I'm afraid of what people are listening to. Like all of those thoughts kind of left because I allowed myself to be imperfect that first moment. And I let go of the idea that it needed to be a precise live stream that ends in a certain amount of time, or, you know, I say the words perfectly. And I think a lot of these marketers out there are giving people fucking anxiety by trying to be perfect on live streams and giving all these rules and regulations of how to do a live stream, when if you just allowed yourself to flow and have fun and be a fucking goofball and, you know, wave your arms around, whatever, fucking break out in a dance, you know, whatever it may be, like just allow yourself to have fun with your audience and let it be an expression of yourself. So what I was tying this into is you don't have to do a live stream. There's not like one way. You don't have to do email lists. You don't have to do, you know, all you need to do is have some form of fashion of messaging and selling. And that could look many different ways. But the reason why I recommend getting comfortable or more comfortable or just like embracing live streams a bit more is that people can feel you in multiple ways by hearing and seeing you on a live stream. Awesome. And feeling your energy on a live stream too. Like you can feel energy in word too, but like live streams are just like activates many of the senses. And what I find is when somebody takes that bold move forward of like spreading their brilliance on a live stream, then it impacts the written content too. So not necessarily saying that live streams are the only way to sell or that's the way you need to choose for life, but I would highly recommend you know, moving forward with that and getting comfortable with like your audience in that way. It's powerful stuff. So yeah, as for a journaling prompt here, so I'm gonna do for homework here, and Rebecca is here.
I feel like I should try a marathon.
Cool.
Hi guys, hi internet.
Okay, so for homework here, there's a mindset, there's a journaling mindset portion, and then there's a practical action portion. So for the mindset portion, ask yourself, journal, like right on the top of your journaling prompt, you can write this down, you can do it on a Google Doc or a whatever doc you want to do. Sarah says, hey Rebecca.
Hey.
Sarah Smith.
All
the wine. Oh yeah, we're having a witch party tonight.
Party.
I'm gonna be like the only dude. It's Rebecca's party. So the journaling prompt is, what do I want my clients to be feeling by joining my program, by being part of my community? And write down at least two pages, or type down at least two pages, and allow yourself to flow without getting too analytical about it, and see what comes through you. It's optional if you want to post about it in the group, but it's highly welcome to post your reflections and what came up for you in the group. What's up, Lauren? you're late, but would love to see you on the replay from my past self seeing you on the replay. But that's the journaling prompt there, is like, what do I want my clients to be feeling? Because this is better than any question of like what toothpaste they use or what their mom's name is or whatever other shit they tell you to do for the perfect avatar. This will give you insight of like what they're feeling from your message. And then to expand on this question is, what would I want to be feeling by having them in my community and working with them on a high level? So you can tie that in as well. And you know, you sell people regardless if it's like a program that they pay money for or they're sold on your message and they're moved by your message. It's all based off emotion. So get tuned in on what type of feelings they're going to be feeling by being inspired by your content, and then also knowing like, what is it going to feel like for me to bring them in my world? And you can even like play with whatever your current goal is. So maybe your current goal is to be fully booked. Maybe your current goal is to have like 3 more one-on-one clients. Maybe it's to fill a digital course that you're doing. Whatever it is, tune in and ask yourself, if I actually had this right now and I had them in my circle, what would it feel like? You know, what would it feel like interacting with them and helping them? And see what comes up for you. If you have any additional questions or questions that pop up or just insights, I welcome you to post in the group. The more the merrier. There's no such thing as a stupid comment. Well, there is, but I'm sure you're not but I'm sure you're not capable of making stupid comments, because I believe in you. And then the practical thing is a good example is what Bryn did. She posted in the Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall group. And she fully this would probably be good for you too, Sarah, but like she did a live stream of sharing to her audience, like, hey, this is who I am for those of you who may not know, you know, what I do and what gifts I have, is like just fully showing up to your audience and fucking owning it. And the best way to do that, again, is a live stream of like just jumping on the live stream and saying, hey, for those of you who don't know, this is what I do. This is the experiences I've had that brought me to this. And you're sharing your big why. Like, why are you doing this? What moved you to do it? Like, what brought you into the space that you're in? And if you feel like your audience is familiar with you, doing like an own it type of content, where like a live stream or some sort, where you're just owning your big time goals that people don't know about, like, this is my vision, like I want to be on fucking Oprah, or I want, like, my vision is to inspire millions of people, or hit this, you know, a 50K month, whatever it may be. It's like, give that why behind those goals that you have. So the practical homework is the live stream of fully owning it. And the mindset journaling homework is asking yourself what your clients and your audience are going to be feeling by hearing your message or being sold by your message. And what are you going to be feeling in that next level version of yourself where you've already working with those relationships? And for those of you who want to work with me on the next level, join Spiritual Leader. It's in the, I put it in the pinned comment here. And like I said, when you're doing your own live streams, I highly recommend, you know, mentioning the thing that you have going on often. And so, like, I just kind of technically wanted to walk you through this. But Spiritual Leader is embodied leadership. And the whole headline about that is like, when you put the perfect words with your marketing, you know, that it's not going to be as impactful as fully embodying your message and walking the walk and fully being a fucking leader and doing the inner work. So this program was based, like, what I'm feeling with this program is doing the deep inner work and really embodying that form of leadership, so your marketing is fucking effortless and your visibility is effortless, and just like showing up fully as you are, it's just normalized for you. And it's a 21-day thing, and I didn't go all in detail on the logistics on the sales page, but it's 21 days of different journaling prompts, meditations, live streams like this one, and I'm just going to be tuning in with the group and giving you what you most need on each day. And the 21 day, like for all of my live courses, it's going to feel like a mastermind type of environment where you can ask me anything and share anything that's coming up for you. So after those 21 days, you've established a new habit of being the badass leader, the badass spiritual leader that you were meant to be. And something that I've decided is the price is gonna raise on November 1st. So the special offer here for spiritual leader is getting it at that early bird price too. And yeah, feel free to ask me any questions because I left it pretty simple on the sales page and would love to talk about it if you feel like it's a good fit for you. So anyway, thank you for being here on this wonderful Monday. I'll see you tomorrow. We're scheduled tomorrow. I'm gonna say 2 p.m. tomorrow, but I'll keep you updated in the group if anything changes. But as of right now, it's gonna be 2 p.m. Eastern, same exact time as this call was on. Thank you for being here. Feel free to share everything in the group and see you tomorrow. Finish.